The first Friday of May is No Pants Day. Learn about the origins of this hilarious holiday and if it was actually invented by a Scotsman in Glasgow in the early 1800s. I talk about a man who wears a kilt every day. You also learn about some sustainable green bath products and listen to music by Mark Gunn, Vicky Swan, and Johnny Dyer, Niamh Dune, and Brobdingnagian Bards. This is Pub Songs and Stories number 270.
As I got home on Monday night, as drunk as drunk could be, I saw a horse outside my door, where my horse ought to be. So I calls me wife and I says to her,
"Hey,
will you kindly tell to me who owns the horse outside my door, where my horse ought to be? Are you drunk, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see? That's a lovely sow that me mother sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but a saddle on a sow, sure, I've never seen before. And as I got home on Tuesday night, as drunk as drunk could be, I saw a coat behind my door, where my coat ought to be. So I calls me wife and I says to her,
"Hey, wife,
will you kindly tell to me who owns the coat behind my door, where my coat ought to be? Ah, you drunk, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely blanket that me mother sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but buttons on a blanket, sure, I've never seen before. And as I got home on Wednesday night, as drunk as drunk could be, I saw a pipe beside my chair, where my pipe ought to be. So I calls me wife and I says to her,
"Hey, wife,
will you kindly tell to me who owns the pipe beside my chair, where my pipe ought to be? Are you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely tin whistle that me mother sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but tobacco and a tin whistle, sure, I've never seen before. And as I got home on Thursday night, as drunk as drunk could be, I saw two boots beneath the bed, where my boots ought to be. So I calls me wife and I says to her,
"Hey, wife,
will you kindly tell to me who owns the boots beneath the bed, where my boots ought to be? I get drunk, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That is two geranium pots me mother sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but laces on geranium pots I've never seen before. And as I got home on Friday night, as drunk as drunk could be, I saw a head upon the bed, where my head ought to be. So I calls me wife and I says to her,
"Hey,
will you kindly tell to me who owns the head upon the bed, where my head ought to be? Are you drunk, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely baby that me mother sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but whiskers on a baby, sure, I've never seen before. Except maybe on Gimli, but that's a side thing." As I got home on Saturday night, as drunk as drunk could be, I saw two hands upon her breasts, where my hands ought to be. So I calls me wife and I says to her,
"Hey, wife,
will you kindly tell to me who owns the hands upon your breasts, where my hands ought to be? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely nightgown that me mother sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but fingers on a nightgown, sure, I've never seen before. And as I got home on Sunday night, as drunk as drunk could be, I saw a lad sneaking out the back, 3:15. So I calls me wife and I says to her,
"Hey, wife,
will you kindly tell to me who was the last sticking out the back, 3:15? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lowly hobbit that's journeyed recently from Bree. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but a sober hobbit awake at 3 I've never seen before."
Welcome to Pub Songs and Stories. This is the audio edition of my newsletter. I am Mark Gunn, and I'm a rhythm and folk Celtic musician and podcaster living in Atlanta, Georgia. And we kicked off the show with the Brobdingnagian Bards, Seven Drunken Nights in Hobbiton. That is from our CD, I Will Not Sing Along. Wait, I didn't hear it. When I mentioned CDs, you're supposed to say, you have CDs? Don't forget this. This is very important for this show. So that is from my CD. Some of you are, you're not, okay, we got to work on it a little bit more. One more time. All together. I'll help you in this next one so that we all get it. That's from my CD. You have CDs? It's called I Will Not Sing Along. You can find more about the Bards at thebards.net. Now, if you're new to the show, welcome. Please subscribe. You can do that by going to pubsong.com/free, or even better, you can subscribe and download all of my songs in this show. Just send me an email to pubsong@keltfather.net. You will get an autoresponder with a link to download this month's songs. You also get that subscribe link. It's quick and easy. And while you're emailing to get your free EP, let me know what you're doing while listening to this episode. So this is the final episode of the spring season. I'm going to take a break after this, and I'll be back in either July or August with more episodes of Pub Songs and Stories. I have a lot going on in the next couple of months. Obviously, it's summertime, which is usually a busy time for me, mostly because of my Celtic invasion vacation. So every year I take a small group of people to various locations around the world. This summer, we're going to County Mayo, Ireland, where we're going to learn about Grania, who is also known as Bridget O'Malley. She was the pirate queen of Ireland and one of the more famous ones. She actually met with Queen Elizabeth back in her day. But she lived and died in the area that we're visiting, County Mayo, Ireland, with Westport, where you also find a pub that's owned by Matt Malloy of the Chieftains. There's lots more. I've talked about it for the past few months, and you can check out past episodes of the podcast if you want to learn more about County Mayo. And I will tell you more about it when I get back, because I'm new to, I've never been. I've been to Westport, but I've never really been to County Mayo and explored this area. So I'm really, really looking forward to seeing what all is there and just, you know, relaxing and having a wonderful time, because that's what my Celtic invasion vacations are all about. If you want to find out about those, go to CelticInvasion.com. And I'm getting everything together right now. I'm making final plans, though I already have an itinerary. I'm making some final plans on what we're going to be doing. And I'm so excited. All right. So upcoming shows. May 17th, I'm doing a Coffee with the Celt Father public concert on YouTube. That show is at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Of course, June 3rd through 10th, I'll be at Celtic Invasion Vacations in County Mayo. June 24th, I'll be doing the Lost Druid Brewery Anniversary Concert. They got started like 4 years ago, and I'm excited that I will be a part of their celebration. They've been asking me since basically they started, so this time I'll finally be there. Avondale Estates is where that is located. I don't have a times or anything that like that yet, but July 22nd, I'll be at Burnt Hickory Brewery in Kennesaw. If there's a venue you would like me to come to, particularly in the Georgia area, drop me a line because I would love to come play for you. All right, I'm going to play some music from Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer. This is a song that they recently wrote called 1924, and you can hear the story behind the song in show number 603 of the Celtic Tides episode of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Again, you'll find a link to that show in the show notes. Go to pubsong.com for details.
Six years since last those guns ceased the rain and flooded soul. 6 years since hell in human form tore spines and meadows did despoil. 6 years since that old red light, 6 years and counting. 6 years since thou wast red light. Still I hear guns at night. Nine years ago we said goodbye, jesting words but heavy heart, and smiling lips that hid the pain. Hands that clung and fell apart. 9 years ago we laughed at fate. And counted. 9 years ago we laughed at fate. Still I hear him at the gate. Eight years ago today he fell. They say he dropped on no man's land. In an onward rush it's to kill. Soldier's weapon in his hand. 8 years ago I lost my home. 8 years and counting. 8 years ago I lost my home. But every day I see him fall. Centuries since last those guns ceased the rain of Flanders' soul. A century since hell in human form tore spies and matters did despoil. A century since thou red light, a century and counting. A century since that war's red light. Still we hear guns at night. Yeah. A century since that war's red light. Century accounted. A century since that war's red light. But still we hear guns at night.
Yeah, so that song is not yet on a CD. Did you do it? All right. Some of you are running a little slow. That's okay. We have many more times that I can mention CDs. In the meantime, I'm going to tell you the story of No Pants Day. So back in 2000, there was an organization at the University of Texas at Austin called the Knighthood of Buh, and they held their first annual No Pants Day celebration on the first Friday of May. And Andrew and I were practicing daily on the South Mall of the university as the Broadway Nagging Bards at that time. So we were there. It was a bunch of students. I still remember a bunch of students wearing boxer shorts and such, shouting and waving signs about the oppression of pants. And of course, the idea of that really resonated with me because obviously, you know, we wear kilts. Maybe not out there, but it rang home. And so, you know, because kilts basically were pantless too. Someone had a shirt that said something in a similar fashion, which was like, you know, discard your pants and go pantless and wear a kilt. But that's the idea is it. When you're wearing a kilt, it just seems natural to say, you know, no pants day rules. In any case, the event really spread all around the nation, eventually the world. I was kind of blown away as I watched it. But it took me about 4 years when I finally, though, sat down and I wrote a parody for the organization, which was still growing at the time. I wrote a song called A Man Who Wears a Kilt Every Day. And it's based on a traditional Scottish song called Jock Stewart. Oh, my name is Jock Stewart, I'm a roving young man. I don't even remember how the original song goes, because I have this other one stuck in my head. But basically, it tells about, you know, a man you don't meet every day. Well, really upstanding man. Well, I took that idea, and instead of a man you don't meet every day, I changed it to a song about a man who loved wearing kilts, like I did. And I didn't stop there. Again, I felt like No Pants Day was—it's a Scottish holiday, you know. We're wearing kilts, so I decided to create a backstory for my song, and I wanted people to think that the origins of No Pants Day was actually a Scottish holiday called No Trousers Day. Which, if you, I can't tell you how many times I've sung Donald, Where's Your Trousers, and had Scots come up to me and say, it's trousers, man, that's trousers, and so I came up with it, No Trousers Day. So what I did is I researched Scottish history and I learned about the Prescription Act of 1746. This act banned the Scots from wearing Highland clothing. And the goal, of course, was to assimilate the Scots into Great Britain. And earlier they had passed the Disarming Act, which was banned the Scots from wearing weapons. And they felt they needed to go a little further. So from that base, I wrote a fictional history of an uprising in Scotland where the Scots removed their trousers, donned their kilts, and rewrote Jock Stewart to celebrate their love of the kilt. So it was a lot of fun because I used these historical backgrounds to create this little thing that I added to my lyrics. But the best thing about it was that about this fictional history was that a newspaper, I think it was in Canada or somewhere up north, they quoted my blog and shared this fake history as the actual origins of No Pants Day, which just, I was dying at reading that. But it does definitely serve as a reminder. If someone tells you this is a fact, make sure you check your sources. But I did finally record the song Jock Stewart, A Man Who Wears a Kilt Every Day on my CD. Good job. You're getting there. Called Kilted for Her Pleasure. And again, it pretty closely follows the original parody, but, you know, except changing things with, you know, my name is Jock Stewart, I'm a trouserless man, and my roving young fellows move freely. My hands are moving in a free action. So be easy and free, and nay, boxers or briefs, I'm a man who wears a kilt every day. That line in itself, I think, should really give away the fact that this is a new song. I mentioned when I was creating the fake history that, like, they found this broadsheet in the home of Angus MacDonald of Glasgow or something like that, which listed all these lyrics. That was this rebel-rousing, revolutionary song. But here we are singing about boxers or briefs. Yeah, not so much. I'm Highlander made and a piper to trade, and the tartan is the flag that I wear. I go out, which obviously, you know, I I allude to that in other songs that I do. I think I do it in Kilted for Her Pleasure. I think I do it in Kilty Pleasure too, maybe. But I go out with my gun and my dog for to hunt, straight from the original line, I think. And try to make me wear trousers and you'll pay. I've got acres of land. I've got ships to command. So burn your pants on No Trousers Day. Come fill up your glass with whiskey or run. Send over your lass and you'll see it's better, easy and free. And nay, boxers or briefs, I'm a man who wears a kilt every day. I love these lyrics. The only problem I think I have with my rendition of the song is it's a ballad. And I don't have a lot of space for a ballad like this in my set. So I don't get to play it much, which I find disappointing because it is a fun song. I should really sit down and see if I can make up a more upbeat version that maybe I could include on a future CD. Some of you weren't ready for that. I know. That's okay. We'll work on it. Meantime, this is A Man Who Wears a Kilt Every Day. Enjoy. My name is Jock Stewart. I'm a trouserless man. And my roving young fellows move freely, so easy and free, in the boxers or briefs. I'm a man who wears a kilt every day. I'm a Highlander man, and I'm proud of my clan. And the tartan is the flag that I wear. So be easy and free, in a boxers or briefs. I'm a man who wears a kilt every day. I wear the kilt proud, and the ladies all crowd. Try to make me wear trousers and you'll pay. So be easy and free, in a boxers or briefs. I'm a man who wears a kilt every day. Come hear my command, free men we shall stand. On No Trousers Day, so be easy and free, in a boxers or briefs. I'm a man who wears a kilt every day. So come fill up my glass with whiskey or rum, and send over your lass. You'll see it's better easy and free, in a boxers or briefs. I'm a man who wears a kilt every day. Be easy and free, in a boxers or briefs. I'm a man who wears a kilt every day. Join the club. The show is brought to you by my Gunrunners on Patreon. If you enjoy this podcast or my music, please join the club. Every week you get bonus podcasts, downloadable songs, printed sheet music, blogs, or short stories from the road. Plus, you will get weekly access to my Coffee with the Kilt Father video concerts. It's just $5 per month, and you save 15% with an annual membership. Some people ask me, why $5? And, you know, why not? You can set it the minimum, you know, dollar a month. Well, part of it is because when you're doing $1 or $2 per month, the fees just are knock out anything. So $5 is sort of like the bare minimum that I think anyone should do. Now, I've been making some changes, actually, to my Patreon. If you are a patron of the Brobdingnagian Bards, I would recommend that you sign up to my Patreon and Andrew McKee's Patreon page and cancel that subscription, because we will be canceling the whole Patreon page in a few months' time. We're sort of just winding it down over the next couple months, and that's because I was definitely the impetus for making this happen. That is because I Well, I have this Patreon, and I also have the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. And it's a lot of extra brain power that I don't really need to use. So I'm going to continue. We're going to continue sharing Brobdingnagian and Bard's content, but it's going to be through our individual Patreon pages. So yes, you might get duplicate stuff, or you might get Brobdingnagian and Bard's exclusive on either page. And that's in part because we are, we're two artists. We perform solo mostly, and occasionally we get together to do the Brobdingnagian and Bard. So go sign up and support those Patreon pages. I would really appreciate it. Obviously, I appreciate it if you support mine, but I would also appreciate it if you supported Andrew McKee, because he is my partner in rhyme, as some would say. Big thanks to our newest gunrunners on Patreon, Don S., Melissa Randall, A. Lynch, Tracy Gerard Turner, Michelle Hahn, Lisa M., David Willer, Joe Navarre, Tracy O'Shea, Antoinette Brignon, and John Dowling. Now, not all of them are brand new to my Patreon page. Some of them, I think they just changed their subscription or something. And so I really appreciate everyone who supports my music. Again, this is super important. I mean, yes, CDs are great, but really it's Patreon that's how I make a living as a musician. All right, I'm going to play some music from Niamh Dune. This is a track that I loved on the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. I was trying to think about, I like sharing music from other bands, and obviously this show is largely me-centered, but I want to keep sharing other bands, so I'm going to try to pick a band or two that I can feature each and every week, or each time I publish one of these episodes. And this is one of the tracks that I loved from the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, and this is Tides by Niamh Dune featuring Karen Casey. From her same titled album, Tides. And Karen Casey, she did a fantastic album about a seal maiden. It's a children's story and music. If you get a chance, you should definitely check that out. Here is Niamh Dune.
These are the days, my love, these These are the days when the sun shines, we all can make hay. And when it's our time, girl, we all steal away. Oh, I hope.
Green products you didn't know about. Actually, I don't know if you didn't know about them, but I'm actively trying to buy fewer products, fewer items that are packaged in plastic, because plastic is made from chemicals from fossil fuel production. So it also lasts pretty much forever. So, you know, every time we get some plastic, it's put onto this earth and it's there forever. It's virtually impossible to remove it entirely from what we buy. I know that. And so I don't expect anyone to go overboard with all this stuff. But I have found a few items that I enjoy that are green and that I thought I'd share. And of course, you know, reason I bring this up is because I am obviously concerned about climate change. And I realize we can make an impact. We don't have to buy everything with plastic. And nowadays, whenever I go shopping, I'm like, does that have plastic? Oh, okay, good. Is that something that I need? Or is that something that I want? Or is that something that, you know, maybe I can pass on this. And I've run across that quite a few times. And so some of the items that I've looked at was recently shampoo and conditioner. I don't know about you, but my brain is, although I fell in love with liquid soap many years ago, and I love it. And my favorite is Dr. Bronner's lavender soap. And I love the smell of it and whatnot. But it's in this plastic container, and shampoo and conditioner, plastic containers. And I was like, okay, so I haven't looked to see if they're recyclable. I usually try to recycle them, but it got me thinking, you know, do we have to use those? Are there alternatives? How else can you do? And then I learned that there are actually shampoo bars and conditioner bars. And I feel stupid saying that because, you know, what is it, like less 100 years ago, shampoo and conditioner was, or shampoo, I guess, at the time, was all in bar form. You use shampoo in a bar form. It's called soap. And you put it in your hair and whatnot. And they refine things, and shampoo and conditioner has changed quite a bit over the years. But I went down this rabbit hole learning a little bit about this history because I was like, wow. So, yeah, I guess that... It makes sense, but I'm so used to having plastic containers to hold my shampoo, conditioner, now liquid soap. So I went down these rabbit holes, but found that there were some shampoo and conditioner bars. And lo and behold, it was funny. I hadn't even mentioned this to Gwen, and she came home with some Love, Beauty, and Planet, a shampoo conditioner bar, and it was selling at Target, and I tried it out and I loved it. It was a little bit weird on your hair because initially, at least, I think because it works with your hair a little bit different than the liquid does, but now I absolutely love my Love, Beauty, and Planet shampoo conditioner bar. It's fantastic. So, and then I learned that Dr. Bronner's lavender soap, they do offer it as a bar soap at my local Publix. So I'm really excited about that. I'm planning to go and buy some of that once I finish off my current bottle, which is just about gone. So anyways, I thought I'd share that because maybe there are items in the world that you similarly haven't thought about that could not be in plastic. You could take them out of plastic and do it different. Do things a little bit different to help preserve our planet a little bit better. All right. Well, that is all I got for this week's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And we're going to finish up with my song, Kilty Pleasure. It is from my CD. Good job. Excellent job. It is for my CD, Selkuth. And I hope you have a wonderful time. And I hope you have a wonderful summer. I'll be back in a couple months. I would love your feedback. Again, send an email to me at pubsong@keltfather.net. So let me know what you're doing this summer. Send pictures. You can send comments that I can share on the show. I would love your feedback. So send that in as soon as you can. And otherwise, have a wonderful summer. Sláinte.
Let me tell you who I am. Red-blooded American. I work 12-hour days, sweating hard for crap pay. The days are far too long. When at last the weekend comes, the pants go in the bin, and the guilt comes on again. Expression as I wrap my kilt round my waist. I latch on my scorn and pull off my stockings. A smile grows on my face. Then I'm off the pub or the fair or the fest. A wee swing goes into each step. Cause I'm American born and Celtic forever. And folk are truly blessed. I may never know what it means to be normal, nor have I knowingly care. I will dance in the streets. My kilt will fly in the air. It's my guilty pleasure. Some say that I'm strange, or call me a girl. They like to make fun of me. I blow up their jokes because I'm proud of my Scottish ancestry. But I'm most proud of the blood in my veins, as different as our country. My kilt is a symbol of the land that I love and all of its diversity. I may never know what it means to be normal, nor have I knowingly cared. I love to dance in the streets, though it makes you uncomfortable. My kilt will fly in the air, cause it's my guilty pleasure. It's my guilty pleasure.
Thanks for listening to Pub Songs and Stories. The show is brought to you by my Gunrunners on Patreon. Every week you'll get a new podcast or song or video or concert You'll also save 25% off all merch in my store. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. You can subscribe and listen to the show wherever you find podcasts. Sign up to my mailing list to read the show notes for this episode and find out where I'm performing. And of course, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Have fun and sing along at pubsong.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.